Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm David Matten, and here's what's happening. The dragnet is out for whoever struck an elderly woman with their car in the Northeast last night, leaving her to die on the street.
It was a possibly a dark or black colored vehicle, but we're not certain at this time. We're not even sure the direction that the vehicle was last seen after striking this 82-year-old female.
Chief Inspector Scott Small says the victim was crossing Busselton Avenue at Hendrick Street in Somerton when she was hit. She was bringing groceries home. Some Good Samaritans tried in vain to revive her. Police are looking for eyewitnesses, and they're checking out video cameras from a nearby shopping center. Police sources tell KYW News Radio the father of an Overbrook teen killed by his twin brother earlier this month is now in custody. Aleem Gillard is accused of bringing the gun into the home that was used to kill 18-year-old Suhail. Brother Fayad had been charged until the DA dropped charges, determining that the shooting was accidental. The elder Gillard is expected to face charges of involuntary manslaughter. It has been more than 26 years since Jennifer Tong was murdered in Radnor, but to this day, her killing is still unsolved. KYW's true crime podcast, Gone Cold, is taking another look at her murder.
Somebody came in and took her out, and her car was taken. And the next thing we knew was that the first sighting that we have of her car in Radnor was at 7 a.m. So the time frame all seems to fit, that what he saw and the time that he saw what he saw all comes into play.
They believe that was the starting point. They believe that was her abduction, was when the golfer, we'll call him the neighbor, saw those men go into that house.
You can hear the full episode Monday. Find it by subscribing to KYW's podcast, Gone Cold, Philadelphia Unsolved Murders, on the radio.com app. It's a wrap for Philadelphia City Council. Members looked back at their four-year body of work as the gavel came down for the final time yesterday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb with the report card.
Among the 85 bills and resolutions Council passed was a ban on plastic bags, a bed bug reporting law, an expansion of the homestead exemption, and a reduction of the 10-year real estate tax abatement. Dozens of witnesses testified against the tax abatement bill, not because they don't want to cut, because it doesn't go far enough.
We want an end to the tax abatement, and we will not accept this bill.
Council President Darrell Clark, though, is pleased the bill passed.
We think we hit the sweet spot in terms of being fair and equitable.
The session also featured farewells to council members Al Taubenberger, Janie Blackwell, Bill Greenlee, and Blondell Reynolds Brown, including one in a rare visit from Mayor Jim Kenney.
I just want to let you know that you've all put your own imprint on this body over the years.
Reynolds Brown is believed to be up for a row office job at the hall that would let her apply for DROP, the controversial pension payout plan that she had vowed not to take when she ran for re-election. She won't discuss her future plans. Taubenberger also hopes to hang around in city government. Honors for a Camden High School football player who stepped up in the aftermath of a deadly shooting that interrupted a playoff game in Pleasantville last month. Here's KYW's Paul Kurtz.
Thank you for what you did. This is for you.
Also, Camden County Sheriff Gilbert Wilson presented 18-year-old Kenny Smith with a proclamation, a gift card, and some honorary pins and coins. He commended Smith for having the instincts of a seasoned cop.
Everybody's running away. He's taking care of business, as an officer would do.
Smith was playing center in the November game against Pleasantville and vividly remembers the crackle of gunfire that sent players, coaches, and fans into a panic. But something else made him stop in his tracks.
I seen a little girl just crying. I told her to get underneath the bleachers. Everything's going to be okay. I just made sure I was there for her.
Smith stayed with the young girl until the shooting stopped. He said nothing about it, but the girl told her dad what happened, who went to the coach, and word spread of the boy's heroics. Smith wishes the shooting never happened. It left a 10-year-old boy dead and two others hurt. Philadelphia has a new poet laureate. Details from KYW's Hadass Kuznets.
Tripita B. Mason is a teaching artist who was born in Liberia. She tells me she gravitates towards stories about everyday people and the immigrant experience. As the city's new poet laureate, she'll be a champion for poetry over the next 2 years by hosting readings and leading a civic project of her design.
You're almost like a poetry ambassador for the city.
Andrew Nurkin, deputy director for enrichment and civic engagement at the Free Library, says this year they had a competitive pool of over a dozen applicants.
Chipita really stood out because of her work with young people, as well as her own poetic career. Her work sample really stood out, and her commitment to poetry as a civic art.
Her message? Your voice is valuable, so use it. That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.